Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Tzadi Zayin, and we are up to Sif Yud. And the Shulchan Aruch now is going to explain to us exactly how one does Zimun, how one goes ahead and takes something that is ordinarily would be Muktzah. Okay, especially if you hold that there's Muktzah on Yom Tov, on things like animals that have regular Muktzah according to Rav Yehuda, but even the things that we saw before, like certain yonim that would be muktzah, even according to Rabbi Shimon, and even according to that we hold lachla maisa. How do you do zimun to make it that it's something that you can go ahead and partake of, so it won't be muktzah? Right? Zimun means you go ahead and you set it for aside for usage. You make it now mukhan. So what you do is omer zevazani no telomachar. You say, let's say you have these yonim, right? These yonim that are muktzah according to all, right? From the yonei shovech that we saw. Right, the yoni shayvach that were ketanim sheinam africhim, we needed zimun. So you say zev zeh ani no tal lemachar. You say this one and this one I am going to take tomorrow and I'm going to eat them yummy and yamtif. The ainot tzarich lenanam, and you do not have to go ahead and shake them and move them and move the nest and move them beforehand. All you have to do is say I am taking this one and this one and this one, whatever. Aval baomer mikana ani do tal lemachar lo sagi. But if you just say, oh, I'm going to take in general from these yonim tomorrow, it's not going to be enough. It's not going to work. Okay, look at the Mishabruah Sikot and Lamed Aleph. Ain't Sarach Lenanam. La'afuge midas Beis Shammai. This is coming to exclude the opinion of Beis Shammai, who says, lo havi zimun, you cannot be making something and do zimun. Ela im kein ovid maisa. You have to do some type of activity along with the zimun, the hainu, and that is sheninanea hakein. You have to go ahead and move around the nest of these yonim. And Kalvachomer, it will work if you went ahead and you held on to the yonim with your hand. The lo kaimalon kain. We do not hold this way. Rak afilu ba'omi merachok. Even if you are at a distance, uberias eino, and with your but looking at it, you just go ahead and you borer, you separate out, and you say eze mehem, and you separate out which one of these yonim that you want, and you say that you are designating those for usage for tomorrow. That's a good. Or for Yontif, that would be good enough of a designation. You still have to go ahead and in your mind, okay, like sort of make a mental sign or focus in betvius ayin gomer. You have to really say, hey, it's that Tweety bird that I want. Shelo yachlif lemacha b'acheres. You don't come and flip it with a different one. Sifkot lamed beis lo sagi. But you can't in general make a general zimun on the whole. What we call birdhouse, whatever it is. Lo sagi. Why? Mishum delo perish behedya eza mehenikach. Since you did not specify which one of these yainim you're going to take, lo aminan da, and we don't say, haigi lokeach lemachar. We will not say, the one that we're taking tomorrow on Yontif, huvrar de elev kibain bazmanaso. That's going to then go ahead and be a mevarer. That's going to retroactively define which one you set aside. Even though we hold Yesh Breira under Rabbanans, so maybe you can say as follows: From here, I am what? From here, I am Mechin. Right? You're not being Mechin the whole thing. You're saying from here, I'm being Mechin, right? And the next day, when you take it, so that would be a birur of which one you were Mechin the day before. So why shouldn't that work? So, no, that doesn't work. Why? The Chashashu Chachamim, the Chachamim were concerned. When you come to take one of them, you'll come and you'll feel it. You'll say, ah, this is a little shvacha boy. The anichu, you'll put it back down. You'll take a fatter one. It will come out the one that you first took. You would metaltal it for no reason, which in the end means umuktu. That one in the end was muktu because that's not the one that you really wanted. Because you only, when you say mikan aninotel, you're only. You've only done a zimun, you've only done a preparation and a hachana of the one that you ultimately will take. Umishum zeh, and since you're putting it back, it's going to be a tiltul shel tzarach, it's going to be a tiltul of muktzah. Umishum zeh, afilu im yirtzeh achar kach likach min haba biyado, gam kein aser. And therefore, even if afterwards he decides that he's going to take whichever one comes in his hands, it's still going to be aser, because we're concerned that he'll go and take some other one. And that there they therefore assert this type of hazmana where he doesn't specify zeb zeh ani notel. He doesn't say this one and this one. I'm taking. He just say from here I will be taking. In general, he says that from this whole birdhouse I am going to do zimun for whatever one I take. That's not going to work. And that's what he says. Amnam, in Masmin of Ploni Beferish. However, if he went and he said, I am taking, like we said, this specific boy, afilo lo mishmishu, lo mechsi klal. Even if he did not go ahead and feel it, and it's not really roi, you know, and who knows, like he doesn't see it really up close. Lo chayshin an shem kishkachenu lomachar yimtzad kachush v'yalichenu. We're not concerned that when he takes it the next day, he'll find it to be weak and put it back. Shekevan shebe'erav yom tov efshar hayalo l'mashmasho. We're not concerned because we don't say that he's going to return it, because we say since an erev yom tov he had the ability efshar hayalo l'mashmasho. He had the ability to go ahead and feel it and to see if it's good. L'mashmasho heitev im shamein hu, if it's fatty enough. He didn't do it. Where we assume that in such a situation, since he specified one, so he's saying, I'm taking that one regardless of what its ultimate state is, even if he did not get a good up close look at it by feeling it and, you know, examining it. Sif Yud Aleph. In Zimen Kol HaShovech. Now, the first two cases were where he either specified Zev Zeh Ani Notel, this one and this one I'm taking. Or he said, from the whole nest, or from the whole, yeah, I'm going to take one. What if, instead of doing that, he's going to be smart. What's he going to do? Zimen kol hashovech. I'm going to be mezamein everything. Veino tzarech el zug. But really, he knows he only wants two. He only wants two bladies. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a zimen for all of them. That's not going to work. Eino moil. That's not going to work. Why is that not going to work? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lama Gimel. Zimen kol hashovech. He says, "V'u'adin l'zimen zug." The same thing would be if he did zimun on two. Ve'ino tzarech el alecha. He only needs one. Mayhem. That's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. You can't go ahead and do zimun on more than you're going to for sure need. Why? Sifkat l'amadalit. Ain't no mawil. The other rabbi, because it's just the opposite. Kevan shehizmin yosef imashet tzarech. Since he did a zimun on more than he needs, mistama daito haya. That's shtick. And therefore, his das was really livror l'machar, to do a birur the next day as a shamein b'yosef, to go ahead and pick out the one that's the fattiest, juiciest one. Was the fact that he goes and he says, I am doing Zeman on all of them and he only needs two. Or he does Zeman on two and he only needs one. What he's really saying is, I want to pick the juiciest one of those. And therefore, when he goes and he takes one and it's not juicy, he didn't do Zeman on that one, and he went ahead and he was moving Muktzah. The Ikachshash, the Tiltul Muktzah, and therefore going to be a chash, a concern for moving Muktzah. Simkot Lamed Hei, Notel Ma She Tzarech. Go to this is in the Ramah. We have to go back to the Ramah. This is very important. We really saw this earlier, and an earlier Mishnah Berurah alluded to that this is something that's possible, right? If it's possible that he might need all of them, we had that before in a case by the fishies, okay? If it's possible he might actually eat all of them, let's say there's like five of them, there's five little birdies, and he might actually eat all five birdies, then yachol hazmin kol hashovech, you could then do zimin on all of it, and the next day take only a couple of them. In other words, let's say you might want to have five or six, but you don't know how much you can eat. So in that situation, you can go ahead and you can say, I'm doing Zeman on all of them. And you don't have to be crazy and say, oh, I'm only, you know, I did Zeman on all six. I have to eat all six. As long as it's realistic that you're doing Zeman for all five and six, because you might come to eat it the next day, you can take three or four, however much you're going to, you know, your appetite, you can do it based on your appetite on that particular Yom Tov. Okay, let's move by Durb. Sipat and Lamed, hey, so Notel, Ma shet sarach, you can take what you want. And in that case, you can even take one and put it back. Shekulam mizumanim hay. Because when you go ahead and you do zimun on all six that you might be able to eat, then in that case, even if you take one and throw it back, okay, so that, it's a good zimun, because since realistically you could have eaten them all, so therefore they were all ready for usage. The fact that you took one and you put it back is not a problem. What about Borer and things like that? Don't worry about Borer. We're going to come to Borer and all the halachas of Borer on Yom Tov soon enough. Just hang in there, boys, and don't go under. Let's go Vayita Yud Beis. Zimein Shnayim Umotza Shlosha. What happens to the person? He goes ahead, and what the case is where he does Zimon on Shnayim Umotza Shlosha, and he finds three. That's the case. In other words, he sees two birdies in front of him, and then what happens is he finds three. So what's going on? I only did Zimon of two, and now on Yom Tov I see three. So that means one of them, for sure, he didn't do Zeman on. So one out of the three is Muktzah. So we're going to see that that's Usser. Okay? Why is that Usser? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Zimen Shnayim. I'm just jumping ahead that it's Asi. He's going to explain why it's Asi. Zimen Shnayim. Vimkein Ika Al Kolpanim Chad De Asi Ma'alma She'eno Mezuman. So it comes out that for sure he has one little Yaina there that came from the outside. And he didn't go ahead and he wasn't making it. He didn't do Zimen on it before Yom Tov. And therefore, it's not going to be Batel, the Lo Miftal. That one Mukta bird is not going to be Batel in the other two. Now the question is, why not? Normally we say, when you have Yavesh be Yavesh, there's a principle of Bittel Barov. So why don't we apply the principle of Bittel Barov? She says, two reasons we don't say Bittel Barov. One is the Balei Chayim Chashivi Velo Batli. And when you're talking about live animals, there's a principle that live animals are never Batel because they have a Chashivas to them. And since they have a Chashivas to them, they're never Batel Barov. Plus, Gamu Dova Sheyesho Matirin. Also, you can't apply the principle of Bittel because once again, we have our concept of a Dova Sheyesho Matirin. Even if there would be a principle of Bittel on Balei Chayim, you can't apply Bittel here. Why? You can't apply Bittel Barov here because since it's a Dova Sheyesho Matirin, it's something that's going to be Mutter anyway after Yom Tov. So we say there's no bittel on something that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So therefore, he can't take from any of these birdies because one of them for sure is mukta. The kasuv achronim, the kol zeh banichem kshurim or mutarim. Says all of this is if he left the two either tied or mutarim or not tied together. Umata gamashlishi kasher umutar. And he found the third one either if he tied the two, he found the third one tied up with it or mutar, or in the case where they were all. The two of them were not tied, so now you have a third one not tied next to it. However, but if you left two tied together, and you found the two that you tied together, rak matzah etzlan, but you just found a third one, matzah etzlan shlishi, you found the third one, eino makushar, next to it, that's not a problem. Ein lesor ashnayim. You're not going to go and aser the other two. Why? Because you'll say, v'aminan bevadai hein heim she'echinu, you'll say, those two that were tied, those are the ones that I did a Zimun on. Zesha Eina Makushar, who Dasi Mialma. And clearly the one that was not tied to it, that's the one that came from the outside and is Mukta. In other words, here you have a situation where you know for sure which were the ones that you were making, because the ones that you were making were tied together. And now you have some third one that's there, that's not attached to it. So obviously that's the one that's Mukta, and you can therefore take from the two that were tied up. O Kaslu, the Eina Chad Oser Kulam, Rak Bimaya Kulam Lefanenu. He then says, there's a famous halacha in when we say that there's no bittel when you have three, it's only if all three are now before you. Ha in nechal echad mehem unafal yam. What happens if in the end, like you didn't know this halacha, whatever, or someone else came and ate one of them, or one of them fell into the river, you know, got lost, or whatever. So now you only have two there. Then shekvar eino ba'olam, and therefore one of the three is no longer around. Then there's a principle called mutarim ashar. The other two become mutter. In that situation, you could assume as follows. The Amrinan Isura Nafal Onechal. There's a principle called that in these situations where Rabbanan Yomachmir, based on Davish Yesho Matirin, or based on the principle of Balei Chayim Eino Batel, if one of them leaves the group, you're allowed to be Tola and assume the one that left the group, or the one, right, that was the one that fell out of the group, or that was the one, right, that was the one that fell into the river, or that was the one that was eaten. And this is all based on the principles in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Zayin Ches, Vayin Shom Ba'agah, and check out there in the Ha'gah, in the Ramah. So just to sum up, if you mezameh two, and you find three, and the third one is found in the same type of situation, either tied like the other two are, or untied like the other two are, you're not allowed to go ahead and take one. But if something happens to one of them, okay, the three, then the other two become mutter, based on the principle of Arminan Yisur Nafal Onechal. Then we go on to another case, continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, Zimain, go back to this. Oh, Zimain, Shchorim, Ulevenim. You have a situation where the guy went ahead and he did Zimun. He set aside for before Yom Tov both black Yonim and white Yonim, right? Dark ones and light ones. Bekinim amuvdolim b'mechitza. Okay, so he goes ahead and he sets aside the black ones that were muvdolim, that were separate in the nest, in the birdhouse. So you had here these two kinim that were black, set aside, amuvdalim b'mechitza, set aside in one section of the nest, with a mechitza separating between the two black ones and the two or three, however we're talking about, white ones. Umatza shchorim b'makom levenim, ulevenim b'makom shchorim. And then you come back and you find black ones. Let's say you had two black ones and two white ones. You find a black one, okay, in the place of the white ones, and you find the white one in the place of the black ones. Asurin, they become Asur. Ella in Keng Makirin. Unless you know that those four were the ones that you did Zimun on. In other words, the fact that they flipped from one side of the nest to the other, and they were originally separate in separate sections of the cane of the nest, that then tells us we're concerned now that, hey, there were white ones here and there were black ones here. Now there's a white one here and a black one there. Maybe those aren't the same ones. Maybe they came from another place. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan lamed zayin bekinim ha muvdalim kederach kol shovchin. Like all these nests that are out there, or birdhouses, whatever these things are, how are they set up? Asuyan alios. They're set up in, right, the person in his house when he has these yonin that come from the outside to nest or whatever. So they're set up in these like birdhouses that have like sections, levels, many levels, harbe. B'chol ali, on each level, yeshba mechitzas harbe. You have different sections that are set off by mechitzas, by barriers. And that's what happens. Okay, and therefore he goes ahead and he's mezamein white ones in one section and black ones in the other section. Aval zimein shchorim ulevenim b'kain achad. But if both the black ones and the white ones were all in one section, one like specific nest with no mechitza, umatzon shalom in koma, and you found them like they switched positions, right? They did a little like, you know, fake out, and they switched. One was on the left side originally, and now it's on the right side. Right, the black one was on the left side, now it's on the right side. The white one was on the right side, now it's on the left side. That mutarin, that's okay, because what do we say? Because then we say they just switched sides. They said, hey, let's pull shtick on the guy. Let's switch sides, so he freaks out. You know that there were two there. There was a white one and a black one. So the fact that they switched sides is not a siman that possibly one came from the outside. We assume that they are the same. Right? They're the same ones. They just flip sides inside the same cane. Umatza shcharim b'makoyim levenim sifkatan lamet ches. So what was the case where it's aser? Where he finds the black ones in the place of the white ones. Uvemishkach lehu b'duchtayu shehenichem af al pi sheyesh od harbe levanim b'shovech o shchorim shelo hizmin. He says, and if you find a situation that they were in the place where you left them, even though sheyesh od harbe levanim b'shovech o shchorim shelo hizmin. Let's say there are many other white ones or black ones in the overall birdhouse. But when you came back, you found two white ones where the two white ones were, and you found two black ones where the two black ones were. You don't have to be concerned that maybe a white one went from one section to a different section where there was no Zimun, right? And vice versa. In other words, you only have to be concerned if you see already some Reyesa, so something concerned that you know that the bird left and a different one is there. But if you don't know a different one is there, you don't have to be concerned that if there were other white ones in the overall nest, that the two white ones switched with each other and one of them was muksa. Sifkan lamates. But if one of the black ones is found by the white ones, or one of the white ones found by the black ones, then we're in trouble. Asurin. Dibizman shnayim umuksa. Okay? Because in a case where you have two and you found three, bevadai, like the first case, bevadai alkol panim chadasin yama. So in the case where you had two and you found three, for sure one came from the outside. And also in the case of the Zimain Shchorim, where you did a Ziman of two black ones, and then you found in there a white one, Gam Kein Chayshinan, Dahani Sheizmin Parchu, the one that you did Ziman on, they flew away, Vahani Ach Rinu Ninu, these are other ones, the Asu Mi'ama, that came from somewhere else. Umayri De'ika Shofchim Bisoch Chamishim Ama. And you have a situation where there are other nests, right, within 50 amos they could have come from. Or they could fly a little. Because if they couldn't fly and not within 50 amos, okay, one or the other, then we'd say, in other words, if you find black ones by the white ones, and white ones by the black ones that you did Zimun, and there are no birdies within 50 amos, and these are birdies that only, like, you know, hop around, then you could assume then that they must have switched places. You see, like the Mechaber wrote in Sif Yudalek. We'll just do one more small one here. Ziman Shlosha Umatza Shnayim Mutarim. The guy did Ziman of three and he found two, the opposite. He did a Ziman of three and he found two. Mutarim. That's going to be, it's going to be permitted to take those two. Because that's not considered a Reyesa. The fact that he did Ziman of three and one went away, that doesn't give a Reyesa to the two that are left. And even if they were all tied together, okay, the assumption is that they separated from each other, and therefore, the one that, you know, separated out, he flew away, and those two are the two remaining. Zimen of three, and he found We don't go ahead and assume that there's a reyusa, that something happened and these two are from elsewhere. We don't say the shnayim, right? What we do say is, we say that the shnayim, hein heim shechinam. We say the two that are remaining, those are the ones that we were mechin. All we do is assume that one of them flew away. But we don't assume any reyusa on the two that are here, because there's nothing that changed with the two that remained. Just one left. In the case of Zimain Shorim, and then it got flipped with the Levanim, you know that the Metzius, the reality changed, and therefore you have to be concerned that it came from elsewhere. But here you don't, because you could be told that the one that left, okay, there was the one left, and the other two remained. That's it. Sivkot and Mem Aleph, Menatchi. Okay, Menatchi Me'adadi. So even if they were all tied up, we assume that they became untied. Shederach Balei Chayim L'sparek. It's a derech of Balei Chayim to go ahead and break loose and do Houdini jobs, who did not take Mikshirasam, and to break out of their being tied. V'amina, and we say, Shashlishi Nisparik, man, the third one separated out from the other two. The Azal Alma, and the two that are still attached, okay, are the ones that get Zimun, and one of them just went away. V'huadin imatza gama shnayim shemutarim Mikshirasam. And the same would apply if also those two were separate from their being tied up. The Shari Gamkein Mitamzeh. They're also going to be permitted, and we assume that one flew away. However, the Taz is Cholik. And he says, the Taz is Cholik. He says, the only time we say that we assume that the two that remain were the ones that he did Zeman and the other one flew away is if they remain in the same state. But if they were all three tied, and then one flew away and the other two remained, the other two that remained were untied, then we say that those must be different ones. However, the Taz will agree that if you did a zimun of two that were tied and you find two, gamu moda, he's moda afilu enicha mekusharin, he's moda that if you left it tied with matzan maturin and you find it untied, lo machzakina reyusa, we do not assume that anything bad happened, like they switched and some new ones came and these guys left just because they were untied. That we could say, oh, there was two there, and they became untied. But many Achronim agree with the Rama in all scenarios, even if they were three originally tied together, and now he finds only two left untied. Many Achronim agree with the Rama that you'd be able to take those two. So make sure you remember these halachas next time you set up little chickies to shecht, okay? Little birdies to check to shecht on Yom Tov. Anyway, these are halachas we got to do because it's part of Yomi. That's the beauty of Yomi. You just keep moving weiter. And who knows? Maybe one day you'll have yourself a farm and you'll have these halachas will become relevant. Take care, man.
Thank you, babe.